But just think about the Holy Spirit will stay. And the members of this church in 2170 will still be called to be faithful servants. What we do here today, this year, will make a difference for future generations. The stewardship team is launching our annual campaign for 2010. If you've been members here a long time, you know what that means. It means you'll get a pledge card in the mail. Some of you may set it aside and not put a lot of thought into it, but I'm asking you to think about that. Think about the people who came before us, who thought of us, and who put their resources and their faith into building this church. Think about the people of 2170 who will be sitting here. Maybe they'll be writing some of our names on their wall of faith. We're going to be sharing our wall of faith. We're going to be sharing pictures, really to stop and think about how all of this comes together. And I believe that your financial promise to this church in 2010 will make as big a difference in someone's lives as the people of the congregation of the First Baptist Church of Vernon, Texas, made in mine in 1965. That's the end of my story, but it's not quite, because I want to tell you something so amazing that I have to share it. This Bible is an amplified New Testament that she gave me. One of the things I have written in the front of it says, if you're green, you'll grow. If you're ripe, you'll rot. So that was one of the little tidbits I picked up at one time. But when I pulled it off the shelf, this isn't the Bible that I use personally now. I pulled it off the shelf, and I had a little card sticking out of it. And when I opened the Bible to that card, Hebrews 12. And this card I remember getting when the youth group was on tour one summer, and we went to Fort Worth, Texas to the Wax Museum that has the Last Supper done in wax. So it's amazing how even then God was remembering my future and brought me to this moment. So thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Now, as the praise team leads us in the God of the City, we're going to have an opportunity to give our tithes and our offerings.